Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis now playing center field. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee strikes out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King scores. Hoke moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to third. Baker moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mixis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mixis. Post reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mixus. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Baker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to third. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-2 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Eddie Mixus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixus is 0-1 in the game. Mixus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-2 in the game, with a single. King hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Bob Rush. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gramas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hughes now pitching. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Post hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gramas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gramas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Jim King. Frank Kellard pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a line drive into right field. Post picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Post. Kindle moves to third. Kellard moves to second. Edwin Sniak pinch runs for Frank Kellard. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Jim Hughes. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Winsniak moves to third. Irvin moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get Winsniak. Irvin moves to third. Hoke moves to second. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Irvin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde McCullough now catching. Turk Lowne now pitching. Monty Irvin now playing left field. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow pinch hits for Alex Gramas. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.